Well, let me ask you about the debt limit now, Congressman, that we're at this point. And I truly have watching like, almost like a chess game. This tax debate right now that we're going through really keeps us away from the, to me, the bigger debate, which is the increase in the debt limit from $16.4 trillion. Now, the president, I don't even know why his people would even try this, have tried to get the unilateral ability to have debt limit increases with going around you. Let me stop there for a second. What kind of gall is that to try to tell Congress, I'd like to be able to raise debt limit whenever I want?
For the first administration in the history of the United States, this administration has run up $1 trillion of debt, not just in 1 year, but every single year of the administration. Of course they want an unlimited credit card. They're on a spending spree that is literally unprecedented in American history. But I don't accept the premise that this is a discussion over taxes or deficits.
Okay.
Taxes and deficits are twin sides of the same coin. Taxes and deficits are the only two possible ways to finance spending. Once we have spent the money, we have already decided to tax it, and the only question is whether we tax it now as a tax or run up a deficit and tax it later to pay back that debt. But this is all about spending. Until spending is brought under control, we will be forever plagued by this debate between taxes and deficits. Taxes and deficits merely pay for the spending. We've got to bring the spending under control.